right, Brandon, can you hear us?
Yep, got you good, guys.
All right, congratulations on that victory.
Yeah, thanks. That was quite the finish for sure. I was not expecting to get a launch like that, but I just was continuing to switch things up and try stuff, and the last one was the one that needed to work, and it did, so it was good.
Well, good, good deal. Congratulations. Big day for Menards with Matt taking home the Truck Series victory earlier today, and then obviously you taking home the NASCAR Xfinity Series victory. So we're going to roll straight into questions and get started here, and we will take our first question from Bob Hockrist. Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, Brandon, if you didn't have the win earlier this year and you kind of had the struggles that you had, do you think it would you have been any less willing just to make that type of move just to have maybe a good day?
No, not necessarily. You know, I was, I knew, you know, trying to get as much as I could on these restarts as I could is going to be so big. I think I would have done that regardless, you know, trying to just make anything of it. You know, you want to try to win every race that you're in. So I personally had no clue that was going to be as strong as it was. But when I got to turn one, man, I had so much grip. And I think that myself and Jeff Mindring did a really good job today of kind of communicating on what the car, you know, really needed to have some speed. So that's kind of what we saw at the end there, I think.
And was there a point in that last lap where you're like, oh my gosh, I'm leading this thing?
I was pretty surprised. You know, me and the 22 have had our ups and downs this year a little bit, and he ran me really clean. He ran me hard, which you're supposed to. I think that's the exact way to race right there. And so I was a little worried with him on my right rear, but it all worked out at the end.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Todd Engel with the Kansas City Star. Todd, go ahead.
Thank you. Sorry about that. Can you just sort of walk us through what it's like to run two races in the span of 6 hours in this type of heat, and how you're still able to kind of have enough at the end there to keep your focus and make the move that you did?
Yeah, pretty brutal, man. I don't know any other way to put it. You know, I ran the race yesterday too, and I've never done triple header like this before. This was pretty hard on the body, and I tried to go get an IV, and the doctor yesterday wanted me to do it naturally, so that was a challenge. You know, I mean, trying to put that much water down after you just lost it after a truck race was tough. So there was a lot that went into it, man. I did, you know, absolutely no caffeine coming into it this week, you know, and just trying to maximize as much water as I could in my body. I felt pretty fine now. I was definitely hurting at the end. I was getting to the point of, you know, my face throbbing, feeling pretty sick. So I don't know, man. I kept in the game. When you're in the car, you forget about that stuff, and then when you get out, you really realize how bad it is.
All right, thank you.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Aaron Burton. Aaron, go ahead.
Brandon, congrats on the win. So, first of all, when you're going into the last restart sitting, I think you were seventh, is that something where you strategize in your head, maybe I can go here and dive up here? Or when you get to the front like that, is it just spur of the moment and kind of getting lucky with the way the brakes go?
Yeah, you kind of have to look ahead on that. You know, you have to see, obviously, what lane's taking off better really, really quick. You got to figure that out fast. And then you're listening to the spotter the whole time. You know, you're trying to listen to see if you got a quick gap to move up top. For me, I thought the middle to the top was really my dominant two lanes of the day. And so I was listening to that the whole time and just trying to go with it or not. That was the biggest thing. They all wanted the bottom. And that's great when I see that, because that means they're going to get bottled up pretty bad. So, you know, all that stuff you got to kind of look at when you get in a restart late in the race.
And I'm sure I don't have to tell you this, but you had kind of a brutal stretch to open this month. You had the 4 straight DNFs. How rewarding is it after you go through a stretch like that to be able to bounce right back top 10 last week and then win this week?
It's rewarding, but, you know, in my eyes, not really surprising. When we've had all this stuff go down and happen these last 4 races, I have felt that, you know, we've been running good. We've been running top 5. We've had every single race lap time to compete to win the race. So it's just putting them together, staying out of the incidents, you know, having decent days on pit road, all that stuff eventually adds up. And you know, if you can capitalize on everything, then you have a shot at it at the end.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll take our next question from Lewis. Lewis, go ahead with your question.
How gratifying is to get this win with Jeff? He's been with you for the past couple of years, especially that tough stretch, and now pulling a win like that where in some cases people have labeled you as being a guy that doesn't belong and all that. How much does this one prove that you've done it in various ways? Like, go back to Phoenix, you beat Kyle Busch up right now with this restart with the win.
Yeah. It kind of makes me laugh when people are so shocked that we win the race. I mean, we've had speed every single race this year. And to be honest, in the past, we've had so much speed too. It's just, like I mentioned before, it's closing these things out and, you know, optimizing the little things. So the cool thing about, you know, winning with this group is we're not just work colleagues, we're best friends. You know, I mean, this whole team is, I feel like a brotherhood, and we all have each other's back. No one questions anything that anybody does. I feel like when one person, you know, is not able to do something, the next guy steps up automatically, and no one questions it. So we're a really strong group, a really strong team, and I kind of praise my guys on that, and that's kind of what I like to do.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Okay, we're going to go to our next question from Sterling with KCOU. Sterling, go ahead.
Thank you. Brandon, congrats on the win today. Third career Xfinity win, two of them coming here at Kansas Speedway. I guess the question I could ask is, whenever you arrived at Kansas, is there some kind of special feeling? Because I know this is the side of your first career win that came last October.
Yeah, I don't come here thinking that this is, you know, my all-time favorite racetrack. I definitely like running here, and I felt that today we had at times the car to lead the race, but just kind of struggled to get going a couple times. So in that sense, we weren't able to do it. But it's came down to these last restarts like this, both of these races. So I think it really shows how strong we can be on these restarts, because both races that we've won here have came down to these restarts.
Thanks, Brandon. Congrats.
All right, we're going to take one final question from Steven with 24/7 Sports. Steven, go ahead.
Brandon, you've been full-time in this series since 2015. You went your first couple of years without winning a race. Now, all of a sudden, in the past half year, you've won three times in the Xfinity Series. You've won one truck race. What is it, exactly what's contributed to this little streak that you're on? Is it experience, anything different you're doing to prepare for races? What is it exactly?
Yeah, a lot of things, man. I mean, we're, you know, start out with your preparation and working out extremely hard, watching all these videos before the race of previous events at the racetrack, asking around on our Cup guys, asking our Xfinity guys, you know. And then when you get to the track, you got to have the confidence, man. And I think at the same time, we've been doing a great job of really getting our cars dialed in and getting them really comfortable so that, you know, I'm able to drive them pretty well too. So there's a bunch of stuff that contributes to you know, getting to this point in your career.
And would you say that your confidence level is higher than maybe it was in years past?
Yeah, my confidence level is higher in moves that I just made today. You know, making those big restart moves like that, not being scared to put it on guys' doors. You know, racing really hard and all that stuff. I think that's where the confidence is a little better.
Understood. Good job today.
All right, Brandon, we appreciate your time. Congratulations again on that win.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.